Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey, guys.
Take one. Hello, everyone.
Since tomorrow is the 4th of July, we're celebrating America's birthday with an episode packed full of history, interesting facts, and even some little-known traditions about the 4th of July.
Whether you're firing up the grill, heading to a parade, or just enjoying a day off, get ready to impress your friends and family with these fun facts about Independence Day.
Let's start with the basics. Why do we celebrate the 4th of July? On July 4th, 1776, the Second Continental Congress officially adopted the Declaration of Independence, marking the American colony's break from British rule. But here's a fun twist. Not all of the delegates actually signed it on that day. In fact, most of them didn't sign until August 2nd. John Adams, one of the founding fathers, even thought July 2nd should be the real Independence Day, since that's when the resolution for independence was passed. He famously wrote to his wife Abigail, saying that July 2nd would be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival.
That's interesting. Well, did you know that only two U.S. presidents, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, signed the Declaration of Independence? And incredibly, both of them died on the same day, July 4th, 1826, exactly 50 years after the Declaration was adopted. Even crazier, the fifth president, James Monroe, also died on July 4th in 1831. It's as if Independence Day has a strong cosmic significance.
Yeah, strange even. And despite its importance, July 4th wasn't an official holiday right away. It took nearly 100 years for Congress to declare it a federal holiday in 1870 alongside Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's Day. But even before it was official, Americans were celebrating with bonfires, parades, and cannon fire.
And one of the earliest recorded 4th of July celebrations took place in 1777 in Philadelphia. The city held a huge party with fireworks, bonfires, and even a parade. George Washington himself celebrated the 4th in 1778 by giving his soldiers an extra ration of rum. Now that's a patriotic gesture.
Sure is. Now let's talk about fireworks. Fireworks have been part of the 4th of July celebrations since the very beginning. The idea comes from a tradition in England called illuminations, where fireworks and bonfires were used to celebrate big events. The first Independence Day fireworks show happened in Philadelphia in 1777, and ever since, they've been a staple of the holiday.
Do you know that Americans spend over $1.5 billion on fireworks each year? That's a lot of sparkles in the sky. The biggest fireworks display in the U.S. is the Macy's 4th of July fireworks in New York City, which launches over 75,000 shells into the air.
I didn't even know Macy's did a 4th of July celebration. I know they do the parade for Thanksgiving, but I had no idea they had a big 4th of July.
We have to put that on our bucket list.
I don't know.
You love fireworks.
I do, but I get my fill at Disney. Disney puts on a good fireworks show.
It does.
Everything comes back to Disney with us. You guys don't even know it. It all relates back. But anyway, let's get back on track. Oh, now I can't even talk. Now I'm pulling at Chris. I can't even talk. Hold on. Other popular 4th of July traditions include barbecues, parades, and reading the Declaration of Independence aloud. Although, does anybody actually do that? I don't know. I've never even read it once in my life.
Yeah, I don't think I probably have read it, but it's in old-time English.
Yeah, I'm making my mission in life to never read the Declaration of Independence. So you heard it here first. Some towns even have quirky customs, like the town of Bristol, Rhode Island, which has held the oldest continuous 4th of July parade in the United States since 1785. That's not even that far from us.
It's not.
But I don't know. July's hot. I don't want to sit through a 2 or 3 hour parade in the heat.
And it gets very crowded in Bristol.
Yeah, it does. It gets very crowded.
All right, let's dive into some fun and weird facts about America's birthday. The Liberty Bell used to be rung every 4th of July until it developed a crack. Now it's tapped 13 times each year to represent the original 13 colonies. Hot dogs are the food of choice for Americans. They eat about 150 million dogs on the 4th of July.
Not this American.
And that's enough to stretch from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles more than 5 times.
Wow, that's a lot of hot dogs. I prefer a burger, though. I'm sorry. Give me a juicy cheeseburger.
I like a hot dog, but I need relish.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, just relish? No mustard?
Maybe. It depends. The first one's just relish. The second and third are with mustard.
You know what I like on my hot dogs? We're getting off track again, and we'll get back after I tell you what I like on my hot dogs. I like mustard, relish, and onions.
Interesting.
Onions are really good on a hot dog. By the way. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
And did you know that national anthem wasn't always sung at 4th of July events? The Star Spangled Banner wasn't even in the official U.S. anthem until 1931. Before that, popular patriotic songs included Yankee Doodle and My Country Tis of Thee.
I know someone who knows how to play Yankee Doodle on the piano.
Yes.
I'm looking at you, Chris.
And the guitar, too.
I've never heard that. Well, we don't have a guitar, but if we had a guitar, you'd have to play it for me.
I would.
Okay.
And Alaska and Hawaii were not part of the original July 4th celebrations. These states didn't join the U.S. until 1959.
I think most people knew that.
And of all the presidents, only one was born on the 4th of July. Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president, was born on July 4th, 1872.
Yeah, and these days, Independence Day is one of the biggest celebrations in America, filled with gathering, concerts, and, of course, fireworks. Whether you're watching a spectacular fireworks show, grilling with your friends, or enjoying a local parade, the 4th of July is a time to reflect on the freedoms we enjoy and the history that brought us here.
So as you celebrate, impress your friends with these fun facts, and remember, history is all around us, even in the holidays we sometimes take for granted.
Yes, and I'm just going to say real quick before we finish up, this is a super short one, short and sweet. I'm looking at the time on my computer. We're only at 7 minutes right now.
It's a holiday weekend.
I should have written more, though. Now I feel inadequate. But anyway, that's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed this deep dive into the 4th of July, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. And don't forget to follow us on social media. You know where to find us. We say it every week, so I'm not going to repeat it again. Unless you don't know. So it's the Gen X couple on Instagram.
We might have new listeners.
Yeah, but wouldn't they go back and start from the beginning?
Depends. What if they just pick
and choose? What if they listen backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, then they would probably be horrified and never come back. Because I do feel like we've come far from where we first were when we started. So if this is your very first episode and you just found us, just go forward from here. You're welcome. Anyway, we're the Gen X Couple on Instagram. You can email us if you have anything to email us at thegenxcouplepodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, have a very safe and happy Independence Day.
See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.